All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zamarodi. If the last few weeks had you wondering if the U.S. government was reading your emails, now we're learning that the National Security Agency has been taking in massive amounts of unfiltered information. As the AP puts it, a different and larger NSA effort snatches data as it passes through the fiber optic cables that make up the internet's backbone. While the details of government surveillance trickle out, online privacy advocates have begun to organize. Their petition is called Stop Watching Us. I talked to Alex Fowler, the global privacy and public policy leader of Mozilla, one of the companies leading the effort.
We've mobilized over 100 different organizations, some say the most diverse group of organizations to come together in a single campaign ever. And we've now got over 200,000 signatures, or we're very, very close to 200,000 signatures from people who are very concerned about this issue and want to let their elected officials know that this is something that they care about.
But last I checked, no members of Congress have signed this. Is that right?
So there are a number of groups that are currently working with members of Congress. They have not yet been added to the website, but I do understand that there are a few who have already said they would like to be part of the campaign.
It seems like the majority of Americans have decided that they are willing to give up some privacy in exchange for security. The president just said you can't have 100% security and also then have 100% privacy and zero inconvenience. What's your response to the majority of Americans?
Well, first of all, I would question the validity of the numbers. I think we've seen other polls that suggest that the majority of Americans do care about their privacy as it relates to their online communications and activities. But, you know, I would say that the numbers are close, however we look at it. From our perspective, the bigger issue is what do we actually know about the programs? And today we just have the bullet points, the high-level headlines. We don't really know the details. And so that's really what we're trying to do right now with the campaign is get a full accounting of how these programs work. And we think as more information about the programs come out, the public will have more information to actually decide whether this is something they're supportive or not.
I mean, it kind of seems counterintuitive that they would actually give us more information about this, considering that there are things happening in courts that no one's allowed to talk about, that a lot of the tech companies involved claim that they didn't even know that they were involved.
Yeah, I mean, more information's come out in the last 2 weeks than has come out in 5 or 6 years of FOIA requests. So from that perspective, we know a lot more, and I think that's an important step in the right direction.
Is the Stop Watching Us, is this an attempt for the tech community to try and mobilize itself like it did last year with the anti-piracy legislation, SOPA and PIPA?
Absolutely. And we learned a lot. I mean, Mozilla was one of the core organizations in that particular policy debate, and we've learned a lot.
I saw that there are demonstrations that other groups are planning for July 4th. Are you part of that?
We are, and there are also we've expanded the StopWatching.us site to be more international now. So that's a big step in globalizing the conversation, as a lot of the persons of interest here that get swept up in these cyber dragnets are foreigners, people outside of the U.S.
I mean, the biggest argument that we've heard from people is they say if they want to know about, like, that I'm going to visit my mom next weekend or that I have a high school reunion coming up, they can go ahead and listen. I have nothing interesting to say, and I certainly have nothing to hide.
You know, I've heard a lot of these from my friends as well. Again, it's a very personal decision as to what ultimately are going to be important issues for you as you think about this particular topic.
But what's the worry? If they can't imagine what they could possibly do with that information, sort of paint, I hate to ask this, but paint a dark picture of what it could look like if personal information was abused?
In this particular context, false positives, where you get caught up in one of these cyber dragnets, and we've heard that, you know, the numbers are in the tens of thousands from these websites where personal information has been picked up as part of these FISA court orders. You have no due process. There's no transparency about why you're involved in these particular cases. You can't even get through your lawyers the legal justifications for why you are being investigated. And so it can have a serious impact on your life. And I think we're going to increasingly hear about stories here in this country about people who've been implicated in something falsely and have a very difficult time, years of effort to recover their reputations.
Is there anything that the Obama administration could say that would make you think that this campaign was successful?
I look at it this way. We've been told that secrecy was critical to the effectiveness of these programs. And now we no longer have secrecy. So do we shut them down? Are they no longer effective? If the argument is that they still are effective, then and secrecy is not a critical component of these programs, then I think what I want to hear from Obama and from the administration as well as from Congress is let's be completely transparent about how these programs work.
Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you, Manoush.
Alex Fowler is Mozilla's global privacy and public policy leader. Many in the tech community weren't just upset about the revelations of government eavesdropping. They were also upset that the government's internal slideshow about the PRISM project was so lame. One French graphic designer,
Emilien de Cubert, but maybe you can say it the American way, Emilien de Cubert,
took it upon himself to redo those slides.
I think when I first saw them, I thought it was some kind of a joke, because there was summarizing all of the PowerPoint cliches, and immediately you can see that it's some kind of corporate mistakes about presentations, such as enormous logos, illegible fonts, cheesy charts.
So I've been looking at your makeover of the slides. They certainly are more legible. What did you do?
I start by removing stuff. You know, I really think that each element on the slide must struggle for its life and struggle for its presence on the slide. And if it's useless, then let's get rid of this.
So less is more.
Yeah, I think. But that sentence can sometimes think a bit cliche, and it has been overused by people who are not so good at design. So.
Oh, touche. All right. You can hear more of my interview with graphic designer Emilien de Cubert and check out his revamped PRISM slides at newtechcity.org. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.